Coming up on episode number 645, well, a few episodes ago, I did a kind of a secret episode dedicated to the TV show Lost, and some of you figured it out. Some of you haven't yet, but I'm sure you'll go back and try and find it at this point. Tonight, let's go ahead and do one that's a little bit more out in the open, a tribute to the music of Lost on this, the debut night of the first episode of the last season of Lost. All this and the results of trivia and a new contest coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is February 2nd, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Almost another edition of Lost. Several episodes ago I did that Lost episode. Go back and see if you can find it. But tonight let's do one that's a little bit more, one that I'm actually saying is a Lost episode. And if you're familiar with the TV show Lost, then these songs will be very familiar to you. If you're not a Lost watcher, don't worry. These are all great songs that you're already going to be familiar with and you're already going to enjoy. So if you're not a fan of Lost, just consider this a great collection of unrelated covers. Now, starting with the very first episode of season two, pop music has become quite a staple in the episodes of Lost. Not so much in the first season, but certainly starting with the second season and moving forward. And it seems like a recurring theme is to have a season start with a nondescript turntable starting to play a song that you find out maybe is related to events that happened in that episode. Starting with season two, when we get our first glimpse inside the hatch, Desmond decides to pop an album on the turntable. You're going to hear a cover of that later on in the show. Season three, though, began with Juliet doing exactly the same thing. Here's a cover that of the song that Juliet played in her Dharma Initiative House, a cover of Petula Clark's Downtown, performed by Jan Arden.
Waiting for you tonight, downtown. You're gonna be alright in town. troubles wash away my pain. Where the rain of Shambhala wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame. Where the rain of Shambhala.
Xanadu. lights will shine for you, Xanadu. The love, the echoes of love.
Originally recorded by ELO and ONJ, Electric Light Orchestra, and Olivia Newton-John for the movie of the same name, Xanadu, recorded there by Lightspeed Champion from their 2007 release, Galaxy of the Lost. And I didn't even make that connection there of the album title. That you'll find in when the Castaways take over the Dharma, take over Dharmaville, and start living in the barracks. They find a whole bunch of music and video, and Sawyer and Hurley end up sharing a house and watch Xanadu, of all things. And then before that, Shambhala connection there. Obviously, those two are names of fictitious kind of paradises, you know. In several cultures, Shambhala is regarded as the place where the gods live, or a place of peacefulness and tranquility. And Shambhala, originally recorded by B.W. Stevenson, popularized by Three Dog Night. That cover right there is by Sadie Compton, and just a gorgeous version right there from an album called Black is the Color. Now, I have to thank the Cover Laydown blog. Now, if you have not checked out Cover Laydown, it is a folk music blog, folk cover blog, and absolutely worth checking out. CoverLaydown, all one word, .com, and big thanks to my buddy who runs the blog there. Great find on this song, and I was happy to include it. Of course, if you're familiar with Lost, Shambhala is playing on the VW, the Dharma VW bus that Hurley and Charlie resurrect and get running again. It's also playing in one of the Hurley flashbacks, as young Hurley is listening to the radio, so it seems to follow Hurley wherever he goes. And then we start off the set with Downtown by Jan Arden from her 2007 all-cover album called Uncover Me, a cover of the Petula Clark song that Juliet plays on her record player in the very first episode of Season 3. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, AudioEngineUSA.com, makers of fine digital audio products, both speakers and new and inventive ways of listening to your music. Now, Apple last week introduced, or at least unveiled, what's going to be coming out in a couple months, the iPad. And one of the things that this thing can do is obviously play music. Well, using the iPad with Audio Engine products, really cool. A lot of great ways to do it. First off, you can pick up the Audio Engine W1, which is the premium wireless audio adapter. And this would allow you to send music from your, actually the Audio Engine W2 might work for this too, would allow you to send music wirelessly from your iPad to a set of speakers, to your stereo, to, you know, maybe if you've got some premium powered speakers, the Audio Engine 5s, for example, it would allow you to send music wirelessly from your iPad to the Audio Engine 5s. Or to the Audio Engine 2s, or to any stereo system or speaker. Really, really cool stuff, and just showing you how their equipment doesn't just work with the existing technology, their stuff works with all of the new things that get introduced because they're so flexible and so easy to work with. Audio Engine USA, make sure you check out the Audio Engine W2 and the Audio Engine W1, which you'll find at audioengineusa.com. And when you're ready to make that purchase, use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, and that's going to get you 10% off of Audio Engine products for you, the Coverville listener. Find all that at audioengineusa.com. All right, let's go ahead and get to another song that was featured on the record player that they found in the Swan. This was, again, Desmond's... home for quite a while. Now, the this was not one of the songs that start off the season. And Patsy Cline, the music of Patsy Cline has been featured very often on the show. Several of her songs have appeared on Lost. So why not do an entire set of Patsy Cline covers? We'll start things off with the Cowboy Junkies and their cover of the classic, the Patsy Cline classic, Walking After Midnight.
Midnight, searching for you. few pictures that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different and the only thing new, I got your picture, baby, she's got you. I've got all the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I got all the records, but darling, she's got you. Or has it? It got me. I really don't know. I just know that it won't let me be. I got your class ring. Now that proves you cared. And it still looks the same as when you gave it to me, dear. The only thing different, the only thing anew, I've got all the little things, but she's got you.
A couple of covers there of Patsy Cline, Timi Euro from her Greatest Hits album, which came out in 1992. She's Got You, a song that seems to follow Kate around. It's playing in when Kate and Claire are living in Dharmaville. It's also playing in Kate's car when she goes to visit Cassidy. And then before that, a song that Kate plays on the record player in the Swan Station, Walking After Midnight. A cover there by the Cowboy Junkies from that 2007 release, Trinity Revisited. And you might have recognized Natalie Merchant's vocals on there as well. Natalie Merchant, formerly from 10,000 Maniacs, doing a little bit of guest vocal work on that Cowboy Junkies track. It's, you know, it's funny looking at that and the first set of music, how there are certain characters that music seems to play a very important part in their story, like Kate with the Patsy Cline music, Hurley with some of the songs from the 70s. But you look at the main character, Jack, and you can't really relate any music to his character. At least I wasn't able to, but maybe I'm reading too much into it. Now, you may still hear a little bit of gravel in my voice, a little bit of roughness in my voice, and I do apologize for the lack of shows lately, but if you've checked the blog, if you went to coverville.com, you found out why there hasn't been a show recently. I got hit for the last 2 weeks with a little bit of illness, sinus infection, bronchitis, this and that and the other thing. And first off, I want to thank everybody who sent an email or posted a message on the blog wishing me well. And thank you very much. I think I'm pretty much on the mend from this. So this should be the last episode you hear with any sort of residual effects of the problems I've been having in the last couple weeks. Also, one of the things that made me postpone is the giveaway. Now, over the Christmas holiday, we did the Coverville Countdown 2009, and we had a little bit of a giveaway there where we tried to give away some copies of TuneUp, the TuneUp software that works right inside iTunes and labels the tracks that that aren't labeled, labels all the music in there that may be incorrect or mislabeled, things like that, or maybe missing labels. Check it out. If you have not had a chance to download the free demo, make sure you go to coverville.com and scroll down to the Countdown episodes and click on the banner in there, and that'll take you to where you can download a free copy of the software and also where you can buy it later on. definitely worth checking out if you don't have it. And we have 5 copies to give away from people who correctly identified all the music that was in the song snippet thing that I played. First off, let me tell you what those song snippets were. Love Vigilantes by New Order, covered by Hungry Lucy. Hot in Here by Nelly, covered by Jenny Owen Youngs. Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads, covered by Sean Colvin. Also, Miles Fisher. The Miles Fisher version, of course, is the one that made it through the through into the countdown. Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus, covered by the Kolochny Brothers with Scala Choir. And Tangled Up in Blue by Bob Dylan, covered by the Indigo Girls. I think I misspoke, though. The Love Vigilantes version that I played that made it into the countdown was Iron and Wine, not the Hungry Lucy version. But anyway, a lot of people emailed in and got them all correct, and we pulled 5 names at random from that list. So congratulations going out to Daniel in Craigsville, PA, Grayson in Atlanta, Georgia, Dan, also in Atlanta, Georgia, Andrea H., and Trisha B., congratulations. You guys are going to be getting a copy of TuneUp software from tuneupmedia.com. Make sure, like I said, to check out the software if you haven't already, and go back to those countdown episodes and find the link. Now, it's time for another contest, this one just in time for Valentine's Day, and I got to thank the sponsor on this one, Georgetown Valley Candy Company, which you can find at georgetownvalleycandycompany.com. They are basically assembling what is the equivalent of greatest hits. And this is a package of chocolates and candy that is going to be delivered automatically either to you or to someone you love. Just let me know in your email where you want it sent if you are the winner. And like we did last time, you're going to have 5 songs to identify. What I want you to do is put the original artist and the title of the song into an email. Make sure the subject is I Want Candy and send it to coverville@gmail.com. Here are the 5 songs that I want you to identify. Ready? Here we go.
If I could escape and create a place of my own world, and I could be your favorite boy. Well, I know a girl who's brought for free. She's so fine. Won't you be my guy? Won't you be my guy? I went to a dance the other night.
Who's that casting deep stares in my direction? Surely is a dream. Yeah.
Some of them want to use you. Some of them.
All right, 5 songs there, and of course, when you see the titles, when you figure out what they are, you'll see the connection there to this Valentine's Day contest. Also, remember, I need the original artist and the title of the song. Don't worry about figuring out who's doing the cover of each of those songs. And one little thing to kind of help you, if I don't know if it's a hint or not, but in all 5 songs, I've switched the gender of the performer. So if it was sung by a female, in the cover that I played, it's sung by a male. I don't know if it's going to help, but I'll tell you then. Of course, the vice versa applies. Male songs are now sung by female artists. That's the candy contest, again, courtesy of the Georgetown Valley Candy Company and the Greatest Hits package, which has a $30 retail value. Make sure to check them out at georgetownvalleycandycompany.com. All right, let's get back to the last set of music here. And the aforementioned track that begins season 2 of Lost in the Swan Station, Desmond pulls out a record, plays it, and it isn't until about 10 minutes in that you realize that this is all taking place inside the hatch. Here is a cover of the song that he plays. This one's covered by Catherine Hayden from her 2007 album My Voice. Originally done by Mama Cass, it's Make Your Own Kind of Music.
Song we're singing. They may try and sell ya, 'cause they it back to you. By now, realize what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. Backbeat, the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads we have to walk are winding. And all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Because maybe you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there were winding. And all the lights that light the way are blinding.
full of starlight, catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
But when your troubles start to play,
and they you'll have a pocket full of starlight, pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. You'll have a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day.
Adam and the Ants with a very rare cover of Catch a Falling Star, originally by Perry Como. Great cover there, and a lot of fun, especially if you're a fan of Adam and the Ants. You may not have heard that before. A song that was playing on the music mobile that hovers over Claire in the staff station when Ethan is trying to get to the baby. Also sung by Kate to Aaron. So this seems to be a song that follows Aaron around. Much like the songs earlier, followed Kate and Hurley around. Before that, Wonderwall, a song that's featured in a couple episodes where you find Charlie singing it on a street where Desmond bumps into him a couple of different times. You'll find Charlie singing his own cover of the Oasis Wonderwall, covered there by Portslade from their 2008 release Change at Brighton. And a lot of great stuff from the band Portslade. Hoping to hear some more, but they take a lot of these cool 90s Britpop songs and turn them into trip-hop. So check them out. You'll find a link in the show notes to where you can hear more of their music. Wonderwall, also Oasis, definitely having a connection to Charlie's band Drive Shaft, featuring a couple of bickering brothers as the two frontmen of the band. And then we start off the set with Make Your Own Kind of Music by Catherine Hayden from her 2005 release, My Voice, and a great tune there as well. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to get your answers in for the candy contest. I forgot to give you a deadline. Basically, obviously, you're going to want this shipped and delivered to your suite by February 14th, which is a Sunday. So I think we're going to close the contest and announce a winner a week from tonight on the 9th. And that's going to give Georgetown Valley Candy Company plenty of time to get all of your information, get it packaged up and shipped out so that it arrives just in time for your suite. So make sure you get in your answers by February 9th, by the time I record the show, and that's going to put you in the running to win that awesome prize package. All right, if you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. You'll find the forums and discussions there and all that great stuff that you've come to love and expect from coverville.com. We will see you on Thursday for the return of the cover story. I think we'll finally get to that Doc Pomus cover story as well coming up in the next few weeks. All of the bands that are going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm going to do a special set of cover stories for each of those bands. So if you know who they are, you know what to request. All right. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Also, sending out a happy birthday on the podcast to both Tristan, whose birthday was on the 1st, and to Tina, whose birthday is coming up on the 6th. Happy birthday, you guys. Bye-bye.